From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Libyan government forces are pressing ahead to the east and west of Tripoli, looking to shore up their control of the capital. Today, they launched more airstrikes in Ras Lanuf, a key oil port. They also bore down on the rebel-held city of Zawiya. The air attacks were conducted as the opposition announced that leader Muammar Gaddafi was looking to step down in return for safe passage out of Libya. Today, the government denied that claim. Around the world, tributes abound for the advances and struggles of women. This International Women's Day was marked by demonstrations in Egypt, in Tahrir Square, site of the recent anti-government uprising that triggered similar protests across the Arab world. Women demanded an end to sexual harassment and equal rights. The gathering turned violent when a large group of men reportedly hurled insults at the activists. In Washington, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said it is time for women to be included in newly formed governments in the Middle East.
The United States will stand firmly for the proposition that women must be included in whatever process goes forward.
Secretary Clinton speaking at the State Department. Defense Secretary Robert Gates visited U.S. troops in southern Afghanistan today. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that Gates said he sees important signs of progress in the 10-year war.
Gates visited two areas where U.S. troops met with tough resistance from Taliban fighters last year and said the fighting is likely to be hard again in the coming months.
We expect the Taliban to try and take back much of what they've lost, and that'll really, in many respects, be the acid test.
But Gates said he heard from both NATO troops and Afghan villagers that security in the two areas has improved. The secretary said Monday that he believes the war effort is on track to allow some U.S. troops to begin withdrawing from Afghanistan in July. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Some members of Congress are revving up their campaign to defund National Public Radio. They are reacting to a video released today in which an NPR official refers to the Tea Party as being racist. NPR's Larry Abramson has details.
The video was made by conservative activist James O'Keefe. Two people from O'Keefe's group posed as representatives of a Muslim organization who met NPR officials for lunch and offered to donate $5 million to NPR. During the meeting, NPR's senior vice president of development, Ron Schiller, refers to members of the Tea Party as xenophobic and seriously racist. Schiller also tells the men NPR would be better off without federal funding. NPR says it rejected the fake donation and that Ron Schiller announced he's leaving NPR before the video came out. The House voted last month to cut off federal support for public broadcasting. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said the video made it clear that taxpayer dollars should no longer go to NPR. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's up 125 at 12,215. This is NPR. A suspect is dead and a deputy U.S. Marshal in critical condition following a morning shooting and standoff in St. Louis. We have the latest from St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman.
Two U.S. Marshals and an officer with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department were greeted with gunfire when they went to serve a warrant just before 7 a.m. local time. One marshal was struck in the head. The other was undergoing surgery for an ankle injury. The St. Louis police officer suffered a graze wound when a bullet ricocheted off his vest and struck him in the face. A tactical team found the suspect, identified by family members as 36-year-old Carlos Bowles, dead inside the house. It's not clear how he was killed. The names of the wounded have not been released. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
Well, stocks are still gaining as banks surge and oil prices retreat. Bank of America climbed 4.5% after announcing its residential mortgage business was in recovery mode. Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase jumped 2.6%. Crude, meanwhile, is still over $100 a barrel, but prices have pulled back from a 29-month high. Amid disputed reports, the conflict might end soon in Libya, which is a key oil exporter. Revelers in New Orleans aren't letting overcast skies get them down this Mardi Gras. Revelers celebrating on Fat Tuesday with music, costumes, drinking, and lots of beads bouncing around the necks of partygoers in the French Quarter. At last check, Dow up 125 at 12,215. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.